Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Oh, I've been listening to some humor on satellite radio. And so these are what I call Stephen Wright-isms, if you've ever heard of him as a... Huh? Nobody? Okay, I'll just tell you these are mine then. Yeah, that's right. You won't know. It doesn't matter what temperature the room is. It's always room temperature. I got a postcard the other day, had a picture, satellite picture of the earth on the back. It said, "Wish you were here." When I die, I'm going to leave my body to science fiction. I've always wondered, what do batteries run on? It's not something funny. I just thought it was, yeah, something I wonder about. And why is the alphabet in that order? Is it because of that song? Whoever wrote that song wrote everything. Hey, a penny for your thoughts. I'll give you my 2 cents. Hey, wait a minute. Somebody came out a penny ahead. Ha, ha, ha. All right. PowerPoint, you got it there? I've got it here. Yeah. Where's the kingdom? Becky and I have been trying to find out the answer to that question. Is it there? Is it over there? Is it up there? Or is it down here? And we found out some pretty interesting things about it. And one of the things we found out about the kingdom is that it works down here. Talking about Jesus, it said, from that time on, he began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is way off in the future." No? At hand. What is at hand? Which means you can reach it with your hand. It's that close. It's right here. Matthew 4:23 says, "He went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom." The what? The gospel of the kingdom. So when you hear gospel mentioned, think of it, connect the kingdom to it, because Jesus connected the kingdom with the gospel and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. How would you like to be healed of every affliction? Body, soul, and spirit, financial. Yeah. Even your worries, healed of everything, every affliction. That's what happens, goes with the kingdom. Move into the kingdom. All these things are provided because there's power in the kingdom to provide all of that. And, of course, Jesus taught us to pray. Part of the Lord's Prayer was, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So how about personalizing that prayer? This is what Becky and I did. We said, "Thy kingdom come to me." Thy kingdom come to Becky and I. Thy kingdom come to us. Right here, right now, in our house, where we're living, in our relationship, we're praying, "Lord, thy kingdom come." So that the way things are up there will be the way things are down here. That's what we're praying. You know, when God created the earth, he created it as a perfect mirror of heaven. There you go. So in the beginning, the way things were on earth were exactly the way things were in heaven, until sin messed it up. Till Adam and Eve went out on their own, thought they could do a better job than God, thought they could be happy without God, thought they could have a great relationship without God. So that's what happened to us. Now we've got to pray, "Thy kingdom come." Lord, we're praying once again that earth would be a mirror of heaven. So bring it on down, Lord. And before it gets all over the earth, it needs to get all over us so that we can demonstrate the kingdom to people around us. How do they know? They have no idea. Unfortunately, the history of the church has not put on a very good demonstration to the world of what the kingdom is. There's gossip, there's backbiting, there's slander, there's hatred, jealousy. All the things that Paul said in his letters, avoid these things. These are the works of the flesh, but the fruit of the Spirit. In other words, here's the way things work in the kingdom. I'll get to that in a minute. But then Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all of these things. Now, what are all of these things? Well, the necessities of life, but also the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, all these things that you really want in life to fulfill your life. Jesus said, if you'll seek it first, then all of these things begin to happen. What do we do? What mistake do we make? We seek the kingdom among a lot of other things, and it's not first. Most of the time, it's not even second or third. It might make the top 10 barely. But Jesus said, that's not the way it works, though. You can't seek it down the line. It works only when you seek it first. And you'll never seek it unless you're really hungry and you're really thirsty and you want it really bad. In Colossians, it reassures us and informs us that here's what Jesus did for us. He has delivered us from the domain, from the kingdom, from the dominance of darkness, and transformed us, taken us out of darkness, transformed us into a kingdom of his beloved Son, which is the kingdom of life. Here's darkness, here's life. Does anybody like the darkness? No, nobody likes the darkness. Not even people that are living there, they just don't know how to get out of it. Stumbling around, stubbing their toe, can't have good relationships, self-defeating, hopeless, terrible. How many of you have ever experienced darkness? Yes. All right. We don't want to live there. We want to live in another kingdom. You see, the kingdom of darkness is ruled by self. You know, you can love Jesus and still have self on the throne of your life. So you can have a belief system. Here's my question. Who's on the throne? Who's calling the shots? You're up at bat, but who's the umpire? Let Jesus be the umpire of your heart. Let him call the shots. Say, Jesus, I don't really know what to do here. Could you give me a little bit of wisdom? I need to know how to do things. I need to know how to have a good relationship with my wife, with my husband, with my friends, with my church folks. I need to learn this. I don't know. Some of you might say, well, look around at us. We're all mature. Really? Are you? Somebody said you don't grow up until you're 70 years old. Yeah. I can relate to that. Yeah. We're all mature, but listen, here's what we are. We're babes in the kingdom. So we can't go around saying, hey, don't you be telling me what to do. I mean, I've been around church all my life. Yes, but you're a babe in the kingdom. We need to teach and admonish one another, as the Bible says to do. And none of us resent it. We go, whew, I needed that word. That's great. So here's my question. Why wait until you go to heaven when you can have it right now? Remember the mirror? Earth, the perfect mirror? That's what we're praying for. So let it start being a mirror in your home mirroring heaven, heaven being mirrored in your home. Can we have that? First of all, let me ask you the question. You don't have to raise your hand and vote, but can we have it right now? Just think, it's rhetorical right now. Just think about it. Can we have it right now? Okay, I'm reading your thoughts right now. Somebody is saying, yeah, but we can't have it all. Okay. But we can have enough. to take care of you and your home and your relationship with each other, with your kids, with your neighbors, with church. Heaven is another place. The kingdom of heaven is another dimension. All around us. Jesus said, it was at hand. It's in the midst of you. It's right there. Reach out and grab it. Jesus said, this is how people will know you're my disciples. If you love one another. Now, when we do that, what else do we have? The kingdom. The kingdom is right there when you give and receive love. Boom! There it is. And may I add, in power. It's a powerful thing. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. It may look like, if you're loving, that you're being dismissed, minimized. Oh, well, you know, when you just love people, people will just walk all over you. No, that's not true. Who walked all over Jesus? God used love to save and redeem mankind. That's what he used. Well, I'm almost preaching another sermon. So, kingdom of heaven, another dimension right here on earth, a dimension in which we can live out our physical and spiritual lives. The kingdom of heaven is also to help your physical life. Remember what it said, Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom, and then what did he do? Went around healing everybody. He could have said, oh, forget about your bodies. You know, God's not concerned with your bodies, your physical existence, it's just your spiritual existence. No? It said he preached the gospel, then he went out and demonstrated it by healing everybody. Romans tells us the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's what the kingdom is. Not your name on the church rolls. It's not how religious you are, how many times a day you pray, although I recommend it. Yeah. It's righteousness, peace, and joy. Real things that are happening. The kingdom is about reality. Not Neverland. So here's another way of putting it. The kingdom is not about religious conformity, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So there's kingdom virtues that we're all very aware of. And we read them all the time, right there in Galatians 5:22. It just talked about the works of the flesh. And we talked about those a while ago. Slander, mischievousness. You could even throw in there offenses, pity parties. All kinds of things that we do as Christians. Oh, just reminding myself. Not my first church, but over here on Rockwood, down Jacksboro Highway. We had a lady, she hadn't been at our church very long. She was pretty new, but maybe several weeks. Well, we had a fellowship luncheon, and the ladies were in the kitchen. And this new lady was back there with them, and she said, hey, can I help y'all do something? And they said, no, you just relax. We've got everything. What do you think happened to that lady? She quit. She said, I'm not needed. She was offended that they told her we've got everything. And the poor ladies were just trying to make her feel like, you're special. Hey, you're our guest. We'll take care of it. Listen, don't let the devil hurt your feelings, attack you through things that other people say. Listen, get so tough that if somebody walks up and calls you ugly, you'll just say, oh, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're saying. So you let it bounce off of you. That's what you do in the kingdom. Unfortunately, at church, we don't let things bounce off of us. It's like, oh, that hurt. I'm going to have to pout now for a couple of weeks. Nobody ever does that? Huh? What? This is the wrong crowd. Preach on something else? Now I've gone to meddling? Is that it? Okay, so there's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Y'all like all those things? Yeah. Does that just work for church folks, or does that work for anybody? Yeah, works for everybody. The key word is, these things work. They work. Well, Pastor, we can't have heaven on earth. Now, that's impossible. The answer to that is, yes, it won't be everywhere until Jesus comes back. But in the meantime, you can have it personally. The kingdom of God is within you, so you can have it personally. And you can have it at home, and you can have it in your church. So keep all that darkness on the outside. We have light on the inside. There you go. Do you have a king that's ruling your heart? Then you have the kingdom. There it is. Wherever the king is, there's the kingdom. So human nature, however, is out of step with the kingdom of God. It's out of step. Why? It's full of pride, selfish ambition, jealousy, rudeness, anger, slander, all of those things that come from pride. But here's the good news. Your new nature is completely compatible with the kingdom. So you're compatible. You match up. You sync up really easy. Because Jesus is your Lord. And in the kingdom, you're just reminded. What did Jesus say? Oh yeah, he said love one another. Oh yeah, over in Ephesians 4:32. Be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as Christ has forgiven you. Oh yeah, I needed that. That's what I'm going to do the rest of the day. That's how things work in the kingdom. It makes it really fun when these things are flowing in your life. So I'm saying the kingdom of God that Jesus preached works for everyday life, at home, at church, and on the job. And there's another scripture that says, so much as it depends upon you, be at peace with all men. Is that saying everybody's going to be at peace with you? No. No. People might not like you. They might be jealous of you. It didn't say everybody's going to like you. It says, so much as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. See, because you're keeping the kingdom. You're keeping your joy. Don't let somebody on the highway rob you of your joy and your peace. Get you all upset. Pull out your revolver, start shooting at them. What are you doing? Oh, they just got my joy and my peace. Now I'm upset. Now I'm angry. Now I'm going to kill somebody. Yeah, you can revert back to that old creature really quick, especially on the street, you know, on the highway, the way other people drive. So here's our testimony. Becky and I got to reading scriptures like that, and we said, why don't we just make a declaration when we get up in the morning? Here's our declaration. Today, we're not going to criticize each other. We're not going to be offended. We're not going to get our feelings hurt. We're going to encourage each other all day. We're going to forgive. We're going to overlook. And we're making a commitment. And if one of us gets off track, the other one has permission to even say that. Say, Steve, you're getting a little bit off track. I see you getting irritable. See, you're starting to get upset. I want to get you back on track. Instead of me saying, hey, who do you think you are telling me? You're not perfect either. No. I just gave her permission to say that. So I've given her permission, and she's given me permission, and we're not going to take it as criticism or a put down. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Here's the trouble. The kingdom is not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy because those things are hard to do. So here's the thing. I've already messed up a few times. And Becky will admit she's messed up a couple of times either. But here's what we did that's so beautiful. We caught each other and said, don't forget the declaration we made this morning. Remember? About not being offended, not getting your feelings hurt. Yeah. Okay. I repent. All right. Boom. You repent, you're right back in there. Okay. Let's go. I think we're going to make it the rest of the day. Isn't that cool? I'm just telling you, folks, it's working. We've only been doing this about a week, but it's working. What? Yes, yes. And we express to each other things that we're grateful for and that we appreciate about each other every night. Yeah. I'm just saying it's working. So that means the kingdom is at hand. It's present. It's an everyday thing at our home. So do you have enough faith to put it into practice? You might say, oh, I believe in the kingdom, but do you have enough faith to put it into practice? Faith is kind of like getting in your car and taking off. You know what? You've got a lot of faith. You believe if you just turn that little key, your car is going to start up and just drive on down the road. See? Yeah, you've got faith. Why? Because you've seen it work before. You know it works. That's what's happened with us. So our faith has increased. Because even if we mess up, we'll say, I messed up, but I know the kingdom works. It will work. We've got to work it. So, it's not about pie in the sky. That's my point. It's not about something later. Forgiveness works. Have y'all tried that out? Doesn't it work? Yeah. As soon as you forgive somebody, you start feeling better. You know what that means? It's working. Patience works. Joy works. Kindness works. Faith works. Love works. Don't let anybody tell you that religion has nothing to do with reality. It's just all theology and Bible verses, and maybe you feel better because you read a Bible verse. No, no, no. All of this stuff works. It's been working for thousands of years. As long as the kingdom remains a concept, there will be few residents there. There is a kingdom power released in the lives of those who are hungry and thirsty after it and seek it first. Where the king is, there's the kingdom. All right, let's pray. So, Lord, we just thank you for the reality of your kingdom. It's good news. It's the gospel of the kingdom. So when we pray for each other, when we're patient with each other, when we love one another, when we forgive each other, when we overlook an offense, all those things is just contributing. It's just pushing us a little farther into the kingdom, Lord, where that righteousness, peace, and joy is just flowing, Lord. Nothing better. So we thank you, Lord, for that. We're just praying for more of it in our midst and in our homes. We love you, Lord. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.